There goes my Biro. Watch him as he brews. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour! It's a show about things fun, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Rad Stacy is out this week. If you've been listening,
her off already.
Yeah, we've already chased her off. You've been listening, you know why. And we'll have maybe the listeners will have guesses as to why Rad Stacy isn't here this week. Later on in the show, we're just going to be hanging out with you and talking about beers and the craft beers and the beers we've been drinking last week and the beers we're looking out for, and a little bit of culture, and a lot of the listeners are going to call us. We're going to see what's going on in their beer world and just going to have some fun. It's episode 512 of the show. And before the show, we were tailgating. I'm ready. I'm not working tomorrow. I've got my wedding anniversary tomorrow. So I take the day off and celebrate. And I started drinking a little earlier than normal. Had a Bay Cyclone donated beer. Iowa's greatest craft beer geek, as far as I know, Bay Cyclone. A dorm room cartwheel from Dimensional Brewing Company. It is a DDH
sounds dangerous.
Double IPA with citra hops. That is an Iowa beer brewed in Iowa. Iowa has their own logo right under the upside down indie beer logo. There's a brewed in Iowa logo. So does California have a brewed in California? I don't think they don't. So Iowa stepping it up.
Dang. Let you know.
That was a good beer. I enjoyed it. I already drank it, though. It's gone. What I'm drinking now is Firestone Walker Gin. Or is it Jim or Jim or Sin? I don't know. Gin 7 Double Cold IPA. A double cold IPA. Maybe my first.
Ooh, is that a first?
Cold IPA? I don't know. Each one of us got one of these, be care of the Pint Stuff. South Valley is the Pint Stuff. And this is a nice beer as well. The Propagator, 7 years in Venice Beach, by the way. Firestone Walker's Propagator. Remote brewing tap room.
They're all grown up now.
Yeah, it's been around a while. It's a nice beer. I'm enjoying it. What are you drinking there, Nick?
Seven beers and dog beers. Uh-huh. I'm starting with my Brocidon double dry hopped hazy double IPA from Flatlands. What is this SBG? I need some light.
We're getting old and we're having problems reading cans now.
Yeah.
We have to have a magnifying glass next to our recording elements.
Yeah. They're using a 0.5 font also.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's not helping. But this is a Wazoo donated beer.
Wazoo!
Wazoo! Oh, I should make... What was that little whistle toy? Wazoo!
I can't.
You get like, you know, it was like the five ticket prize.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
We'll have to get a whistle for that.
Wazoo.
Somebody get one of those whistles.
Oh, should we have some perfect pour whistles made?
Oh, that'd be tight. Whenever you're out and about and you see somebody drinking a macro beer or a crafty beer, you whistle. You're like, penalty.
Penalty.
You have to put somebody 5 minutes in the penalty box. They just got to sit there with their shitty beer in a little box. Yeah. And nobody can talk to them. Nobody talk to them in the whole brewery.
And so every time you drop a perfect pour phrase in public, you get a ticket. And after five tickets, you'll get a whistle.
Too much referencing of a podcast. Nobody knows what the hell you're referencing.
Being annoying at a brewery.
Yep. You gotta listen to the perfect pour. It's really funny. Good times, guys. Shut up.
Complaining.
Trying
about
to drink my cold IPA. Peace.
Complaining that people are checking in when you're trying to sweep the board.
Oh gosh. Yeah, somebody screwed me, man. Last time I tried to sweep a four check-in board at Tioga Sequoia, somebody just got in there. And I was doing fast, too. I wasn't, like, taking my time. I was like, oh, I got this. Nobody's checking in anything. This is nobody mine. Checks. This board's mine.
Easy
I was
sweep.
Like, I get in there, and I was doing it fast. Some motherfucker got in there and knocked off my quad sweep.
No whammies, no whammies.
Yep. Yeah, it's just been a gray cloud ever since for me.
You've not recovered.
Nope.
You've been board blocked.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell everyone, like, that's why things haven't been going so well for me, and everyone's like, what?
You got the bad board luck.
Yeah, bad board juju, bad juju, bad board juju.
Bad board jujus put a curse on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I got work to do here. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Forgot.
Somebody's got to run this place.
We're starting to get used to Rad Stacy being able to fill any of our gaps. And when it's not there, I'm like, hey, what's going on?
She's got that youthful energy.
Yeah, she's got that energy that we're just like, oh. Whenever that she'll fill in the silence, but now we gotta do it ourselves.
Not looking forward to the voicemails next week.
Hey, I listened to the show that Rod Stacy. It sucked.
Ugh. One star.
Yeah, don't rate us this week, please. Don't go on Apple or Spotify and rate us right now. Wait till next week.
What's that sports term when they take a week off?
I should know this. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. I was hoping there was one.
You're on the disabled list?
Like the second string was playing.
Yeah, we're just working out some kinks here. This is just a test episode. This is training.
This is a training. Yeah,
training week. Culture. Do we have some culture?
Drink triples.
Yeah, just drink triples.
Sure.
Yeah, when we don't have stuff to talk about, we just drink triples and things happen.
That's right. Well, watch out.
Watch out.
It's a triples week, guys. You hear the perfect pour this week? Yeah, there's drink triples.
Instead of they just drink triples.
Yeah, that was the show.
and complained about the. We can't even be happy the Foo Fighters have a new drummer. That's how bad it is.
We complain about the lack of porters and stouts and browns and stuff. But as we drink triple IPAs,
like, yeah, man, nobody makes any more porters anymore.
Glug, glug, glug. Triple IPA. Glug, glug, glug. Cold IPA.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Nick's looking at his can. He's examining this can. Uh-oh, what have you done?
Thanks, Wazoo.
What did you do, Wazoo? Maybe it was meant for me.
I just opened this. Maybe. It's a Track 7 Couch Kush XL.
Uh-oh. It tastes like pot.
Like Lemon Pledge pot.
Wow.
This has Amarillo Cryo, Simcoe, and Super Lemon Haze Terpenes.
Wow, man. I probably should have taken the hit on that one. But I can't drink all the hazies. I've got two co-hosts that don't want the hazies. And I'm like, I like hazies, okay, no, but I want all the hazies. For God's sakes, man.
This is clear. But it's
okay.
The lemon haze terpenes.
Yeah, are very popular with the kids, the terpenes.
Yeah, the terpenes. Wait, hopefully I'm not mispronouncing that. Terpines? Is it terpenes?
Terpenes.
Terpenes.
Your penis.
Terpenes.
Terpentine.
Terpenes. Terpentines. Terpeninis. It's Italian. Hey, it's a terpenine.
Hey, what? Too many terpenes,
Where's your terpenine?
Super Mario, huh?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this one. I'll try. Wazoo, I'll give it a try.
Louis barking at something.
All right.
Louis up.
Culture.
Culture, beer culture, we all like it.
Have you ever been to Sacramento?
I have. I took a tour there once when I was a child. We went to see Sutter Fort. And one of the only forts on the West Coast, Sutter Fort. I don't know, something. What happened at Sutter Fort, Nick?
Gold mining.
Maybe. I don't think that's it, but I remember, but I know I went to Sutter Fort and learned some things that I have no memory of. I don't know why they had a fort. It was California. We weren't part of the Civil War. We're just over here panning for gold. By the way, there's a new gold rush right now because it rains so much. That gold, in the gold country, the mountains have been washed a little harder than they normally are, so you go. I think Wazoo needs to get in those creeks and streams around Sacramento. Get some.
Yeah.
Get
some gold.
Start panning. Get your pans out. Pans out, guns out.
Pans out, guns out.
Yeah, we're in the
southern. Oh, the fort is famous for its association with the Donner Party.
Oh, okay.
And the California Gold Rush. I was correct.
They look at you, Nick, history guy. Like, what was left of the Donner Party showed up at Sutter Fort. Like, they're yeah. Like, bro, you won't believe.
We're kind of hungry.
We're a little bit hungry. Like, oh, yeah? Yeah, I imagine you had to go over that pass there in the winter. That's pretty tough. Yeah, you wouldn't believe. Yeah, they ain't the half of it, bro. You wouldn't believe the stuff.
It was a coincidence. You went over the pass that's named after you guys.
Yeah, we're like weirdos, like Donner Pass. Wait, that's our name.
What happens here?
Did Marty McFly come and name that pass? And he's like,
yeah, he's like, oh, I'm John Donner.
I'm Donner. Donner Pass. Oh, hi. Donner nice Pass. To meet you, Donner.
Eastwood Ravine, huh?
All right. Sorry, everyone. Northern California reference. NorCal reference.
Oh, Okay, is there a beer made with gold? Has that happened yet?
Gold! Oh, yeah, I'm guaranteeing it.
Because isn't there a dessert made with 24 karat gold?
Yes, that the gold flakes.
Yeah. Oh, there's a golden ale.
I didn't set that up right.
So what happened? Just wants to take me to Golden Ales. I don't know if I want that.
Well, so wait, what happened at Sutter's Fort? They started brewing beer. Did they brew beer at Sutter's Fort?
Was somebody that's where you get the gold beer.
Get that gold beer.
John's Golden Gold Beer.
Brewed with gold.
Made with gold. And bits of Donner. No, that's bad.
Oh, geez. Too soon. Too soon, Nick.
Too Come soon. On.
We sorry. All still have memories of the Donner family. Come on, man. Yeah. There's First Donner. There are Donner much. Descendants in California, I'm assuming.
Right.
That we're going to get very offended. We're going to get kicked out of California if you're not careful.
I'm sure it's land we stole from the Indians anyway.
Yeah.
Suburb of Sacramento, Citrus Heights is now.
Citrus Heights, what a beer city name. Wow, that is a beer town name. Citrus Heights.
Citra.
That
Citra
has to Heights. Be a beer name. There's
the
already
first
a beer,
beer
name.
Made there is going to be Citra Heights.
Yeah, come on. That. I guarantee there's probably 20 Citra Heights on tap.
Dang it.
But what happened in Citra Heights other than the best beer city name ever?
they've I thought they received a grant, but there's a grant program to entice breweries to open up shop in Citrus Heights. So if you're a new brewer and want to be Sacramento adjacent, I would encourage you to look to Citrus Heights
Citrus
for your new location.
They want you to be, they want to be a beer. They're playing off their name. They're like, you know what?
It's in
Indie
the name.
Breweries love citrus. Love to reference citrus.
I'm here, folks. Come hither.
Be a like specifically stout brewery, but in being Citrus Heights.
Oh man,
we'll do
this
any
just
citrus
in. Beers. Guys, I finally got a DM on Untappd.
Uh-oh. Oh, did you get one of those those slick ones?
Yeah.
Oh, you got one?
I don't know if I want to reveal the name.
You don't have to reveal the name in case it's a real person or something. But what is it like weird and like somewhat shady but also somewhat normal? These Untappd DMs that are happening now again, it's like another surge of like mystery Untappd DMs. We're like, if you're new to this,
getting asked if I go to the park.
Yeah. If you're new to this. Yeah. Red Stacy told her story last week and I reiterated mine. And just once in a while, I'll get somebody DM me on Untappd and it's a woman, a quote unquote woman, an appearance on Untappd. And it's just like very vague and random. Like, why? It's not like, hey, I want to ask you about this specific thing. It's like, I just like to communicate to you about how your day is going. And you're like, what? I'm like, oh, what is wrong with asking you about your day? Nothing, I guess, but it's also very weird. What is it? What are they asking, Nick?
They asked if I go to the park.
Oh, it's the same? It's the same bit from the Rad Stacy bit?
Yeah.
Do you go to the park?
Same
Nick?
Question, different user.
It is a guy. Is it a guy or a girl?
Mm-hmm. Very handsome gentleman.
Oh, okay. Well, it's handsome, at least.
Yes.
But what is it? Because my point was when I was getting, I guess, fished or whatever, like I'm trying to see what is their point? Like, where are they trying to get me to go? Yeah,
what's the end game here?
Yeah. Are they trying to set me up for something? Are they trying to get my address and number? Like,
how many questions before they ask for money?
For my my PayPal account, or like what's so?
Yeah, I'm having trouble. What's your first pet again?
Yeah, wait, what's the last four digits of your social security again? Like, wait, why are you asking me that? Oh, I didn't.
That's smooth right there. Yeah, I forget. What's your address?
Oh, I forget. You told me before, but I'm sorry, I forgot. Your address was what? Wait, I'm you're sorry. So
what,
wait.
What
so
was sweet? The What was your PIN number again?
What PIN number do you like to use? It is like, but it's such a bizarre app to be doing like scam. Like, it's almost like almost respected. Like, man, you went to Untappd DMing to like fish something from me. Yeah. I kind of like, hey, that's cool, man. You didn't use some like Twitter or Instagram. You went to Untappd, and that's that. Hey, I respect you drilling down. Because that's why that's part of the reason why I would answer. I'm like, if somebody did that on Instagram or Twitter, I would completely ignore it. But like, they're doing it on Untappd, so I'm like, all right, this is next level shit. Like,
I want to see. First of all, congrats. You figured out you could DM on Untappd.
You're like, like what guy, like whatever the scheme is, figured out like, oh, we can get beer geeks to like reveal shit if we just start talking to them like we're pretty people.
Yeah. They're lonely and desperate.
Yeah, they're just sitting there at home with their beer. They're waiting for someone to just be like, hi. And we're like, oh, hi. How are you? Thank you for giving me a DM and an Untappd. I forgot this was a feature.
Wait. I've been waiting for you.
Oh, wait. Now I've got to do a Untappd video about like how to access your DMs on Untappd, because I'm pretty sure like 80% of Untappd users are like, wait, DMs on Untappd?
You could do what?
Where do I see those?
Where's the selfie button? How do I send nudes?
Yeah. Like, no, sorry, guys. You can't send nudes on Untappd. No pictures. Dang. I wonder if I need to ask. Whoops, sorry. Why is it doing that? I need to see if somebody from Untappd will tell me if they don't make it available to show the send pics DM on DM because they think it's inappropriate or because it's just like it's too much work for their app. Like, whoa. Like, did they make a moral issue about it? Like, no, we don't need people to be able to send pictures on Untappd DMs. Yeah. We just won't do
any of other.
Or was it just like too much bandwidth to do that? So they're like, no, we're not going to.
There's too many beer geeks posting photos.
Yeah, we're like, we can't handle it.
They don't have enough cloud storage.
Yeah. We only have like a handful of people paying for this app. We can't afford everyone to just send DMs with pictures. Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up right now. So I want to give everyone a live podcast lesson. A lesson. So you go to your Discover tab there at the bottom with the little eyeglass. And then up in the top right, there's the little quote bubbles there on the top right. And then you click those, and that's where your messages are at. Messages. So there you go. There's your DM tutorial. So everyone look out on Untappd. Tell us your DM scamming stories. Were there any other culture things, Nick?
Oh, yes, we have. I'm going to early cheers Brian Anderson now that I'm in my untapped DMs.
Let's not forget to cheers Brian Anderson.
I know why I missed this one. It came in April 29th, which that was the night before my big car show. So I probably looked at it and said,
busy.
I'll get back to that. And then immediately forgot.
Madeira. Madeira, soon to get an In-N-Out. There'll be an In-N-Out.
Yeah.
A functioning In-N-Out next time you have your car show there.
That's right. But limit your burger stack to four patties.
Oh, yeah. What's the secret? How do you get four patties in if you're at In-N-Out? What's the secret?
There's a beer by Big Grove Brewery. And he found an oyster stout. This is back when we were talking about oyster stouts. It's called Creature by Big Grove Brewery. It comes in crowlers only.
Only but crowlers, he says the description, only at the brewery.
The descriptor of the beer is funky.
Funky.
So would you be into a funky oyster stout? Bow, 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 bow.
You're like, if you're going to send to me, bro, yeah, I would be.
Yeah, I don't know if we missed this boat or not. I apologize, Brian, for not looking at this sooner, but I know exactly why I didn't get back to you, because that weekend is absolutely madness for me. And madness. I was one eye open by the 29th. Back to culture. Our favorite festivals. Not ours, but
a favorite Uprox. Amongst beer people.
According to Uprox,
loves the festivals.
Favorite craft beer festivals for the summer of 2023.
Oh my gosh, Fwe better be in there.
Actually, they are. They are third on the list.
Yeah. Oh, third.
Not that these are in order. No order.
Oh, it's no order. It just happens to be third spot, but it's not ranked.
It is
no ranking.
Yes. The rank, no ranking, but it is the third festival mentioned on the list of what, 10?
All right. So we got Firestone Walker Invitational, which we'll be at for the first time.
Oh, maybe these are in order of date.
First time in perfect pour history, we'll be at Firestone Walker Invitational, thanks to Rad Stacy and her slick maneuverings, and as being a former Firestone Walker employee.
Slick. Okay, so that's why it's third on the list. They're in order by date. So we've already missed the Thread City Hop Fest in Wilmatic, Connecticut.
Oh, all right. Well,
Thread City Hop Fest.
We wouldn't have been able to make that.
Missed. But you still have time to get to the Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival in Haines, Alaska.
Haines? Where is Haines, Alaska? It's not Anchorage?
Next to Fruit of the Loom, Alaska.
underwear reference. Because, like, we're in, like, a small... that's one... I'm going to put that on my festival bucket list, then. Alaska... a beer festival. Alaska. Sounds good to me.
45 minutes from the U.S.-Canadian border.
Oh. Well, all right. I mean, that could mean anything in Alaska.
That's true. Haines is known as the adventure capital of Alaska.
Yeah, I mean, everybody says that.
Yeah. So that's the 27th of May. Then we have the Firestone Walker, June 3rd.
All right. For those that have retired and have a bottomless budget, you're like, I'm doing a tour of all the festivals that people want to go to. So now you're heading to Firestone Walker. You've coming down from Alaska. There.
Your private jet will take you to Atlantic City Beer Festival in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
If you'd like to make a
prettier state than like New Yorkers will have you believe, New Jersey, nice state. Gets crapped on all the time. And us Fresnans have a mutual respect for New Jersey because they have to deal with New Yorkers. Yeah, because New Yorkers are like New Jersey's like their joke city, joke state slash town. They're like, oh, if we want to make a joke, we'll just say New Jersey. That's what L.A. and the Bay Area does to us. They're like, oh, if we want to make a joke, we'll just say Fresno or Bakersfield. So
wait. So it's like we do to Clovis.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it all comes down. But Clovis deserves it. Clovis is no Clovis has no soul, no respect. Clovis deserves it. Fresno doesn't deserve it.
They will have Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, this festival and where are we at now? In
Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah. We're in New Jersey.
Jersey.
Didn't Tioga Sequoia have Dropkick Murphys?
What? No, they're going to have Flogging Molly.
Oh, there you go. Flogging Molly. Sorry. I get Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly mixed up.
Dropkick Molly and Flogging Murphys.
Yeah, Flogging Murphys. I get the Flogging Murphys and the Dropkick Molly's mixed up. What's after that?
Go to Vail.
Now we're going Vail, to Vail. Colorado. Oh, probably the skiing's all closed out, though.
In June? Yeah, probably. Yeah. They got to do something with those mountains.
Yeah. Well, you can mountain bike here in China Peak. Yeah, on our ski Fresno ski resort, China Peak, you can mountain bike during the summer down there.
I wonder if you could like ski down the hill and end up in calling an engineer the jacuzzi.
Oh yeah, Colorado. Yeah, do they have are they at the base of a ski?
They're the lodge where you get the hot toddies after your ski.
Like, oh, you want to go check out Colin and Janine's. All kinds of good information is exchanged in that hot tub. All kinds of exchanges in that hot tub.
Top secret. Mm-hmm. Secret exchanges.
Yeah. Nobody talks about what happens at Colin and
Janine's. I was going to say, I wish we were invited, but I think we actually have been.
Well, technically, but... Yeah, you really. Oh, it might be like one of those.
Anytime
like,
you're in town. Oh, yeah, stop
anytime
by.
You're in town. And then one day you're like, hey, I'm in town. And you're like, oh, I got, my grandma's birthday. I can't make it.
Well, if Vail's not cool enough for you, you could then go to Burlington.
To where?
For the Vermont Brewers Festival. Oh, Vermont. Burlington,
like Vermont.
The Coat Factory.
Oh, we've got one in Fresno. If you're looking for coats, don't worry, we got it.
On the edge of Lake Champlain.
All right. Now, yeah, man, we're getting... It's quite a tour of the country so far. The beer festivals are really giving you like
a
good look at the country.
They got range.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's too cold in Vermont, you could always go down to the Florida's Brewers Conference in Orlando.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. After a few festivals, now you got a conference and like talk about what went wrong, what went right.
Going to confer with other beer drinkers, other beer complainers.
Yeah. And then where do you go after that?
Oh, we bounce back to California. For the Mammoth Beer Festival.
Oh, yeah. Here. Hey, you're back here. Nice.
Back here. Oh.
The Blues Mammoth Blues Beer and Blues California. Festival.
And Blues Festival. That is correct.
Yeah, large Blues Festival. One of the largest blues festivals around, I'm thinking.
So large, they call it Bluesapalooza.
Bells from Dorktown, he went to this.
Yeah.
He was a little bit underwhelmed about the setup. He was like expecting it to be a little bit more pro than it was.
Yeah.
He basically kind of conveyed that was a little hokier than you would think it's going to be. But still, it was all right time. Good time. I mean, they're pretty isolated over there in the eastern side of Sierra. So yeah.
It doesn't take much to get them excited.
Yeah.
The blues, blues-ish acts aren't bad either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Robert Randolph, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Hey, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. I'm surprised that Mr. Clifton, have they ever played over there?
They have, yeah, they've played there.
Oh, before. Okay.
I don't know if they have the following mofo, to play there.
Mofo party band or right chicken now? And whiskey?
No, I was mofo.
Okay.
The mofo days. I give chicken and whiskey another year and they'd be back in that kind of setting.
And they get to Mammoth.
They can make it to Mammoth. From there you go to Oak Park, Illinois for the Oak Park Microbrew Festival.
Okay.
See, I'm picturing like if soaring Chicago. Over California, like we're on this ride right now.
Yeah, now we're over in Chicago. Suburbs. Suburbs.
So this Chicago. Is in, let's see if this translates well. So Oak Park, let's see, Mammoth is August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Oak Park is August 19th.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of time to rest and recuperate, get ready. Just mm-hmm. pre-drinking.
And then where would you end your get tour your in September, ABL. Mikey?
September, where would I want to be in this country in September?
What festival would wrap this up completely?
Oh, it would
this
be
tour of festivals.
GABF.
That is the one.
Ah, look at me.
The one and only.
Look at me. I'm smart. So we're going back to Colorado.
Back to Colorado, September 21st.
Back to call the GD's hot tub to exchange information.
You won't believe what happened to Mammoth, bro. Mammoth. Oh, man.
Hokey.
It was hokey as fuck.
Worse than drinking at Sutter's Fort.
Yeah. He thought Sutter's Fort was hokey. What'd you go to Mammoth? But it's all right. You have a good time. You know, it's pine trees. I mean, you can't go wrong when you're pine trees.
That's right. Pine tree drinking's the best kind of drinking.
Oh, yeah. You hear every snap, every little twig snap. Everybody's voice just echoes to the woods.
That's right. You got to play bear or squirrel.
Yeah, like, oh.
What made that
you hear that? Yeah, when sound. You're at a campsite in the Sierras and it's all dark, and then you hear, like, about 200 feet off here, you're like, what the fuck was that? The fuck's that?
Like, oh, it's probably just a branch falling down.
It's not a branch falling down, Randy. It's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot is what that is. It's always Bigfoot.
Always Bigfoot. Bigfoot or bears?
Bigfoot or bears?
Or game.
So there's your festival lineup for 2023. All right,
get ready.
23.
All you craft beer people that don't have jobs and have money, go have a good time. Tell us about it.
Pack your favorite brewery t-shirts.
You want to be that guy that brings the wears the t-shirt? Do you wear the t-shirt of the band at their concert? Do you do that?
No, I do not. I wear the t-shirt closely related enough to the band I'm seeing that other people would appreciate it.
Like, oh yeah. So you go
not.
Yeah. So you go to like you go to a Foo Fighters show, you wear your Nirvana shirt, you're there like, yeah.
Exactly. You you're smelling what I'm laying down.
Are we good on the culture?
We got more. We can be.
Oh, if it's something you'd like to share, we're ready for it.
It's a bit more serious than we're used to, needs to be mentioned.
We do some real stuff.
So Founders is in a bit of hot water right now.
They're just always in hot water, man.
Yeah. So apparently they've closed a location in Detroit. And it's oddly coincidental to complaints about racial inequity.
Yeah. At their workplace. Do you know? Founders having racial problems.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't sound good. I guess the person who filed the complaints did everything she was supposed to do properly, you know, like making managers aware of the situation. And, you know, notifying HR in all the proper ways. Yeah. And I don't take this as they were being needy or out of place. Like, these were serious threats
right.
to her personally. And so, you know, all the necessary steps were taken and nothing was done about it, which sucks. So...
Which is like, you know, Founders' MO in the past. So apparently, like it wasn't like a one-off thing for Founders. That's just how they are.
Yeah. So the next step is go to media for help, and you know, show how they're being inequitable, and they decided, instead of making things right, let's just close this whole place down.
You know, like, you know what? We're just going to close it. Like, you could come out and maybe learn some stuff and like learn how ignorant you are. No, it's all right. We'll just close it. Never mind that.
Yeah. Well, that didn't happen. Closed. So it sucks. I can't believe it's still happening, but. Holy shit, why is it?
Yeah, like, why? What are you guys doing, man? I mean, it's just, Founders has just dropped off the face of craft beer now because they're like, they're buyout now. They're officially crossed the buyout line and they're racist. So it's like, all right, we're all done with you. Yeah. It was found like that, whatever, their one day IPA. same day IPA. What the fuck was their like 18 pack they have?
Oh yeah, I can't think of it.
See, right,
you're close.
They're already out of my head.
Daytime,
daytime. Day five. Day 18 day IPA. That's what it was called.
18 day. Because that's how long we're gonna be in business.
Yeah. Like, what the hell's going on with you guys, man? All right. How do these kind of people, these kind of minds get to the point of like having a major brewery? I don't know. Oh boy. Well, have fun. But it did click. I did see some of that this week and it did finally click in my head. I never even thought about it before. Like Founders, like I just thought like, oh yeah, I'm Founders of America. That's cool. Well, like, now you look at it through the lens of a racist person, white nationalist kind of person. They're like Founders. They're like, yeah, only the founders are would like, now like, oh shit. That's what the Founder's name was about. Like, oh, I didn't. Oh, wow. Okay. Now it's starting to come together. That's why you guys named it the Founders.
Because that's what the Founders were. They owned slaves and they founded this country. That's what they're about.
And I was like, oh, shit. That's what, like, oh, okay. You guys are just hiding in plain sight this whole time and I'm not putting it together.
Yeah. they wanted the, yeah.
Yeah, they played off of my... I played off of my, you know, my pro-America values of like, yeah, we're like independent and we broke free from the British and we made our own country kind of vibe, and then and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, Founders. Like, wait.
Embrace the bigotry.
You're like, wait, what are we talking about now? Like, yeah, you guys, you're like, I'm not following anymore, guys. They're like, oh. So it's just weird when it, you're in craft beer thinking like it's just, it's like all inclusive, like everybody's cool vibe. And then Founders are all not everybody.
Not everybody.
All right.
Oh.
Enough of that. Enough
podcast of the... Boxer is visiting.
Uh-oh. Boxer time.
Boxer time. Boxer Wiggles. Hey, everybody, let's. It's time for Boxer Wiggles.
All right. Thanks for culturing with us as we transition. Oh shit! Ah, come on, man. Let's be professional here.
And we are 1,000 professional. I got a sweet dog in here.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
559-492-0542. That's the line for the Perfect Pour in the Dorktown Network of shows. That is a 24/7, open 24/7 voicemail line that can leave us quick little question or statement or update for us. Or you can email that to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And let's start with traditional voicemails, see what we got. And I think we do have... a taker.
Hey guys, I'm passenger in.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to Wrestling with Beers.
Wrestling with Beers.
It's the Florida edition.
Oh, this sounds like a get it.
We get it. Have been hanging out with
get it alert.
One today. Dopey and I, and of course Mrs. Florida Steve. Of course, gotta
for the scene.
We've hit, I don't know, 5 breweries now, and we're on our way to actually civil society for our last brewery of the day
for you guys.
For us,
I probably for me too.
Yeah, probably for Scotty too.
Probably.
Prosperity Brewing is located in South Florida. Merrill Amongst Brewing is located in South Florida. Let's go. Novo in Boynton Beach, Florida.
Let's go.
Copper Point in Boynton Beach.
Let's go.
Matthews Brewing in Lake Worth.
Let's go.
And soon to be Civil Society in West Palm. Let's go!
Civil Society.
Got a minute and a half left. We got a minute and a half left.
You know, God, how many times do I have to say this? You don't have to take up the whole 3 minutes.
3:30 in the morning.
It's not a requirement.
Got down to Florida at about.
You can just. All right, we're done.
Then one of them have the airplane, an hour on the tarmac. So. Laura, Steve, and Dopey have been amazing hosts for me.
And Mrs. Florida Steve.
And Mrs. Florida Steve, of course.
Oh, yeah. All Perfect Pour listeners are great hosts.
Driving around with the top down on the Jeep.
Top down?
Just enjoying the good Florida sunshine.
Top down, bro.
Thankfully, knock on wood, no weather, no rain. Good shit.
Woo! Anyway, guys, we only got 30 seconds left, so... Have fun, especially since we're having fun.
Woo!
And
I'll be out.
We'll talk to you guys again. Bye!
Bye, y'all!
Bye.
Florida!
What? Duh.
Florida.
All right. Thanks. That's a great get it. Add it. Put it on the board. Put it on the get it board.
Get it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Penny to say hi. She's shy now. Get it. Get
I love it, gold.
I needed a new beer. I'm not drunk enough.
No. I'm still
guess
drinking.
Guess what? It's hazy. I'm taking the hit. Hazy hit. Taking the hazy hit. Lost Grove Brewing Robot Squid Hazy IPA. It's got El Dorado, Citrus, Mosaic, and Idaho 7. And it's a 5.6 on the Alks.
It's a frother.
Yeah, it's a light beer, a little day drinker. And it's, of course, a wazoo. I poured me a big old frothy head on there.
Oh, man. Look at that thing.
It's going to take a while.
It's dessert
down
on top.
I'm going to have to just drink right through it. Ah, delicious. Well, that's all the... Oh, wait. Do we have any more traditionals here? Don't think so. Wait, we do have... This seems like we have a text, though. Oh, no. Somebody tried to get into our Instagram account, looks like.
Succeeding. Please send me your verification.
Yeah, because it was a text of like... Update your or change your Instagram account. Check in. It wasn't us, bro. And so
what's the matter?
That's enough of that. Let's go into our email, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey guys, it's Janine. Guess what?
Hey.
I'm in Austria right now. I'm in Vienna. I just got here today.
Good day, mate.
You did play my call from France twice, by the way, 2 weeks in a row, but that's okay because I forgot to call last week. So Switzerland was a little unimpressive in the beer scene. It was just your basic lager stuff. But we did see some amazing stuff in Switzerland. We had a great time. We did go to this one place called the Ale House, and they did have some craft beer, but it was mainly from other places like Germany. And I had a hazy IPA from Bulgaria, and both were very good.
Wow.
Bulgaria.
I tried to go to some liquor stores to buy some craft beer to take back to the hotel, but it was, unfortunately, I did not realize that Sunday nothing's open. So there were no stores to be had. So all I could do was go to restaurants, and they all had the basic stuff that was just like your basic lager. We flew to Salzburg, as they kind of say.
Salzburg.
And the beer there was better in the restaurant. And then we went on a tour, the Sound of Music tour, because you have to do the Sound of Music tour if you go to Salzburg.
Do the Sound of Music tour.
And the tour guide told us that if you want to go drink where the locals drink, go to this brewery called Augustiner.
Oh.
So, of course, we head right over there. We go over there. You go up these stairs, and then you're in this big outdoor beer garden. It's beautiful. It's huge. And so people are all out there. They're drinking, and I can't figure out where they're drinking from. So you go up another set of stairs, and you walk in, and there's this wall full of mugs, and they have half-liter mugs.
Oh, man.
And so you pick one. You get an empty mug. You bring it up to this cashier, you pay for your beer, and then you go to this, you take your receipt, you go to this other guy, he fills your beer from a barrel, and then that's how you get your beer. And it's freaking genius.
Yes.
And then they have inside, they have like 6 different beer halls, these huge beer halls with these big tables and all kinds of seating and everything. And then there's food vendors all around the beer halls, so you can just get up and get food and get a plate of food and go sit down and eat it. And that was the best beer. So I did go to the grocery store, and I got some beers at the grocery store. They did not compare to this beer. So it was called Augustiner. They do not distribute. Augustiner. You have to go there. And it was so worth it. It was awesome. Drinking beer in a beer garden with a bunch of locals. And I will call you back next week and tell you about the Vienna beer scene. But so far, Austria has been superior over both France and Switzerland. So,
wow.
Keep up Austria the good rules. Work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for that.
Bye.
European check-in.
World
Janine.
Beers around the world.
Go to Austria. Don't go to Switzerland. Go to Austria.
Yeah,
that sounds like Austria. A dream, that Austrian place, okay. This beer garden. Just a dream. Oh, Janine's got some more to say, it looks like.
Hey, guys, it's Janine again. I forgot to put in my guess for what Rad Stacy's having done. And my guess is a cholecystectomy or her gallbladder out, for those of you who don't know.
Oh.
So that is my guess. Let me know. Anyways, bye.
That's a pretty solid
Dang.
Guess. We actually don't know. Or at least I don't know.
Maybe that's a real guess.
Yeah, that
it's
could
not
be
like
a
butt implants
that
or something.
Could be something that's being done for sure. Oh, we'll see next week if Janine is correct. At least Dang. We got one taker on the guess of what's going on with Rad Stacy. Rad Stacy okayed it. She says you're welcome to call in with your guess of why she's not here this week. What operation she's having.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thank you for contributing to the show. 559-492-0542. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. Or look in the show notes. They're all there. Hopefully.
We haven't checked our show notes.
We are all on Untapped, the app for beer drink check-in-ins and for deep dive DMs. If you really want to fish somebody, use Untapped, because they'll be just these drunks that are completely unaware of what's happening. Then at Katie, what did you drink this week?
Sadly, I cannot remember. Well, I can remember a bit. Friday night was at the Gazebo Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I had no vacancy from Firestone Walker / Alvarado Street.
Had it.
And I did meet Mr. Rad Stacy, a.k.a. Doug.
Did he know who you were? Like, did you meet him as, like,
yeah.
a separate person, or meet him as, like, I am a co-host on the show that your wife is on?
Nope. He knew exactly who I was.
I know who you are.
Him or I could not hear each other because the band was playing, and apparently both of us are hard
to hear. Stupid musicians.
So he gave me a nod and a handshake and said, what do you have? And I said, give me a West Coast IPA. And so I had the dog barking at the No Vacancy. They had Dust Bowl, Hops of Wrath on tap.
Oh,
had one of those.
All right.
And then I finished out my night with a Just Outstanding IPA.
Just Outstanding. Okay.
Yeah. I know. Basic. So basic. Saturday, no drinks Saturday. It was a drink free.
Oh, man, that's rough. Saturday, no, yeah. Like Saturday's usually like the freaking, no matter what, you drink day.
Well, that's true until you go to a, bottle share on Sunday.
Whoa.
I did have, so Sunday was the birthday for either Steve and or Zach. I can't remember which one in particular.
Oh,
and there were some beer celebrities there.
Ooh.
Fresno beer celebrities, bearded brewer included.
Bearded Brewer 87 was there. Oh my god!
Yes, he was there.
Oh my god!
So yeah, they were passing beers around. One of them looked like wet lawn clippings. I don't remember what that was, but they told me it was beer.
No, this is beer. You're like, I don't know.
I don't know. Oh,
no, it's beer. Okay.
It's beer. I did have a stout from Moxa. It was a Moxa some kind of banana stout.
They're like, yeah, we'll make a stout. You're like, somebody was like, dude, can you guys make something not an IPA? Oh, yeah, we'll do it. We'll make a stout. Okay, good. Thank you. Make a stout.
Yeah.
Gonna put bananas in it. You motherfuckers. That's not what I was talking about. Oh, we'll make a stout. We're going to put all mosaic top stout. Okay. God dang it. Okay.
All mosaic top stout. I want that. I want that stout.
No, you don't.
All mosaic top stout?
Yes, yeah, you think you do, but no.
You think you do.
It sounds, you're like, oh, okay. I like stouts. I like mosaic hops. Nah, I don't think. I bet it doesn't work.
So it's like, what Jim Gaffigan say? Fruit cake, fruit good, cake better. Fruit cake horrible.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Let's see, where does that put us? That was Sunday. Monday night, I had a.
I got ripped. So,
I did get ripped. I had a Parabola in the fridge, and I thought, you know, Monday sounds like a great night to drink Parabola. And then Rad Stacy asked me last time, how did I like this year's Parabola? And I couldn't remember. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to enjoy this Parabola, and I'm going to take notes and, you know, tell her exactly my opinion on this beer. And I did none of that. I drank it and didn't do shit with it. I liked it, but couldn't tell you what I liked about it. So way to go. Way to go, me. Way to do my homework. I'll have to get yet another Parabola and try it again. So yeah, Parabola good. Why? Shit, I don't know. It's Parabola. Get you drunk.
All right.
I think I finished off my week with my last Ale Smith barrel aged Speedway Stout.
That's nice. You like that?
That was nice. I do like that one.
Well, I was looking at Rad Stacy, seeing if I could see, but she didn't check in this week. So that's her off week. She's taking a week off.
It's an off week. She's that's right. Home. She was more DMing than checking in.
Yeah, a lot of DMs, but no check-ins, no public check-ins anyway. She was privately checking in her Moleskine notebook.
Oh, but not analog check-ins.
Yeah, analog check-ins. This week, let's see. Mikey Top Pour on Untapped or Dorktown, one or the other, will get you where you need to be. Well, I was talking about last week, I had that Sierra Pale 12 pack that I'm going through. And I had Modern Times Trend Laser, New England Hazy. Whoa. It was a 6-pack at the market.
Dang.
Super fresh and
a
everything.
A 6-er, huh?
Yeah. 12-ounce beers. Ugh. Am I right, guys? 12-ounce
so
beers.
So it's really three beers.
Yeah, it's like 12-ounce beers. It's like a taster. I shouldn't even make 12-ounce beers anymore. It's like barely having a beer.
It's now that's the equivalent of fun size candy bars that help.
Yeah, exactly. That's like a fun size. It's like, oh, aren't they cute? 12 ounces. Aren't they a little adorable? New Glory Juicy Jolt IPA. I think that's a new one from them. That's pretty good. Great aroma. The beer is also pretty
jolt.
Good, but it's very juicy. Like, hey guys,
please tell me it says remember how all Scotty, the sugar twice the hops.
Yeah. All the beer twice off. Remember how Scotty B said he was going to call in every week? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Did that not happen this week?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Scotty B's keeping up on that, but.
Oh, man.
Scotty B, give us some brewing tips. If you're like, I understand it's hard to come up with stuff to call in about every week. Give us a little brewing tip. What are you doing? Are you drinking? Oh, this is actually a question that I have for our Fresno's prominent home brewers club, the Warthogs. Are you guys, are home brewers making cold IPAs? I don't hear about home. I want to hear our home brewers doing cold IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
So there, Scotty B, if you need something to call in about, have you made a home? Have you made a cold IPA at home, and how did it go? If so, Bottle Logic, Atmospheric River, a Pils.
Wow.
From Bottle Logic. But I love the name and very, very topical name. Moonlight Brewing Company, Delhi by Dingy. That is an Imperial Double IPA. Sounds very Indiana Jonesy. So I like that.
Yeah.
And one from Casa Aguilera, SoCal brewer Casa Aguilera, Spider Space Suit. That was pretty gut. And then there you go. You're all up to date. I'm still having this Robot Squid Hazy IPA from Lost Grove.
Robot Squid.
Yeah. Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we'll give it out some cheers. Oh, Nick, do you have any cheers you want to start us off with?
Cheers to, cheers to Rad Stacy and Doug. I did see them both in person at Gazebo on Friday. Wow. A mini get it, if you will.
Wow. Yeah, let's get it.
It was a business meeting, so it's right off.
Did you talk about some business?
Yeah. Cheers to the Steve and Zach. They had a birthday over the weekend.
Oh, cheers to Steven. Shout out. Well, we're waiting for one day to have Zach's brewing beer in our glasses again.
Yeah.
Is there any buzz? Scuttlebutt about Zach's brewing at all? You want to share with us?
Yeah, there is, but it's not beer related.
Oh. Hmm. Interesting. I don't care then.
Yeah. I didn't think you would.
Oh, is it positive for him? Oh yeah, it's I don't care. Is it beer related? No, I don't care. How does that affect me?
It is alcohol related though.
Oh. Whoa.
It'll get you drunk.
Hmm. Interesting. Whatever benefits Zach and or brewing or Steven, it's good.
Yeah, any of the three. We did see Joseph from 411. Matt Vaught, you might remember Matt Vaught.
We thought Matt was having a he had a location even spotted, and I thought he was buying, but
yeah,
I guess that didn't happen for a brewery.
I didn't ask, and he didn't bring it up, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, we want to bring
if it hadn't happened here. By now, something else happened.
Yeah, something happened. We've heard it all before.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else? Cheers to... Oh, cheers to Brian. And cheers to my new special DMing friend, Colin.
Oh, wait. The Colin? Our Colin?
Yeah, it's the Colin. Oh, okay. It's our Colin.
Wait, is he the one doing all the... Do you like parks?
I don't know if he has other usernames, but he's the one that asked me. I'm sure he was...
He has a shadow...
Floating my boat after last
shadow
week's...
Shadow account? Like, last do, week's, do you like parks?
Cry for help for DMs.
Hey, what's your stance on parks?
Sure, it was all in good fun. What's your stance on parks?
Which side of the aisle
would
are you
sign
on
my petition?
Yeah, would you sign my petition to talk about parks more on podcasts? I'm okay. Not enough podcasts are talking about parks, guys. Hey, by the way, go up to Yosemite. Or if you don't want the crowds, yeah, go to Kings Canyon or Sequoia National Park.
Oh, I love Sequoia. Sequoia's fun.
You're a big Sequoia fan, huh?
Not big, but I've been there, yeah, and I enjoyed it, so I would
you
recommend
like the
it.
Big trees? You like
big trees, and then they got this lookout point,
uh-huh,
called Morro Rock, which is not in Morro Bay.
Very much not in Morro Bay.
But the elevation is up there, so go slowly as you ascend.
Yeah, and don't your Alks like have more kick when you're up in the higher elevation?
Yes, they would have some kick, especially when
you're having like a 5
from the edge of the cliff.
You're having a 5-6, and you're like, "Woo, man, this is getting me fucked up."
Yeah, is this a triple?
What is this, a triple? No, man, you're just at 8,000 feet. Like, woo.
Get to drive through a tree. Have you ever driven through a tree?
You haven't driven through a tree until you've done it at Sequoia National Park.
That's right. Highly recommend.
All right.
Some cheers for you.
Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect pour. They donate money to the show every month, and we use that money to drive through trees, and we really appreciate it. Thank you to the Golden Gods. If you would like to be a Golden God, the Golden Gods, not only do they get the satisfaction of supporting the show through the monies, they also get extra show. So if you're a Golden God, you
extra
get to hear
show.
What happens before we go live, quote unquote. So
they want more of this?
I know. That is pretty weird. Like, why do you want more of this? But they do. At least they pretend
well,
to.
Well, God bless them.
Bless their hearts. Bless their hearts. They want more show. So thank you to the Golden Gods. You guys are cool. Also, all the groups that all the little community around the Perfect Pour, including the Pourum, which is the private Facebook group that the Golden Gods get to hang out in, and also our public one on Discord, the Lagerline. Look in the show notes. There's a link to the Discord group if you want to be part of the Discord group. You should be able to click that link and be invited to it. If not, DM me on Untappd, and I will see if I can fix that. And yeah, everyone in the Lagerline/Discord group and the Friday night Zooms, listeners of the show hang out on Zoom on Friday nights, just drink beer and just hang out and shoot the shit.
Yeah, that's right.
If you would like to just do that as well, just hang out and have some cool people to hang out with virtually on Friday nights. You go into the Discord group and see if they got the password thing set up. And if they haven't gotten it set up, you go like, hey, give me the password. I want to Zoom.
Hey, passy pass.
Passy pass. So there you go. Thanks, everyone. If you would like to rate us on Apple Podcasts, that would be cool. We've only gotten, I think we've only gotten one this year so far. So wouldn't, you know.
But not this week, next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forget about. Yeah. Don't rate this episode. Wait till next week's episode. Then rate that. This week, it's just, you know, just quietly listen and enjoy it and not talk about it. Okay.
That's right. Nothing happened.
Nothing really happened. We, you know, we talked about the Donner Party and then we're done. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week.
Hell yeah.
But be safe.
Always.
Still have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You start all that, before you start your day of drinking, you gotta
wait. Oh, yeah. You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
That's right. But first, you're going to check what?
Check your dates.
Do it. It's not, I'm not, it's not a joke.
It's not hard.
It's also not, well, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you're like, what?